providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Back to after the next segment of the second hour of KER Politics. This segment is going to be entitled Crime and Punishment, and I hope that Fyodor Dostoevsky's family doesn't sue me for using that name. You know, anybody who hasn't read that book has really missed out on one of the greatest pieces of Russian literature in the world. Crime and Punishment, by the way, is taking a very, very different direction in Washington, D.C. It's almost funny. Jimmy, you spend more time in D.C. than I do. What's going on?
Well, it's very interesting what had just happened. So the D.C. City Council passed a law for the city that basically reduced the maximum sentences for felonies, gave no minimum sentences, forced a jury trial for misdemeanor charges, and that would mean like shoplifting or something like that, would force a jury trial, which would absolutely choke the justice system in D.C. It actually lowered the penalty, the minimum sentencing for using a gun in a felony from 15 years down to 4 years, and lowered the penalties for carjacking, burglary, and assault.
And now, this is the party that is trying to toughen up the action about purchasing a firearm.
This is the Democrats that say the Republicans are responsible for the crime problem in America and weapons issues. It's almost comical, but there's even a bigger political spin to this. So the D.C. Council passed it. Muriel Bowser, the mayor, who's a very progressive mayor, absolutely one of the most progressive mayors, she's like, this will not help us. So she vetoed this bill, but guess what? The council overrode her veto. Now, that means Congress actually gets, because D.C. gets oversight from Congress, and that's the way our Constitution is written. It's not an independent place. It's actually managed ultimately by Congress. They said, wait a second, this is crazy, and they overrode it, including 31 Democrats voted for overturning this legislation the city council put forward. What is very interesting about it is some of the Democrats that signed it, they were hoping that Joe Biden would veto the congressional bill that overrode this. But he didn't. He changed his mind. He indicated that he would veto it, but then he changed his mind. And the reason why is because the politics look really bad right now for Democrats and crime. So, but Democrats themselves are furious because they wanted the personal backing to say, well, I was against this crime bill that lowered all these penalties. But they didn't want Biden to stand up and say the same thing. They were hoping to be covered from their people. So it's very interesting politics, and it is absolutely would have been horrendous for those rules to be changed. Enforcement. We've already seen the problems with law enforcement all around the country in these Democratic progressive areas, and of course, as we mentioned earlier, the George Soros-funded prosecutors that are under intense pressure all around the country right now because of the increasing crime and murder and violent crime and carjackings and all these very, very damaging things to society.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. I mean, this may seem like it's kind of out there, but I don't think it is. Do you think maybe the pendulum is turning the other way? Do you think maybe it has swung so far to the left that now it's swinging to the right?
Well, I think it is not all the way as far as it's going to go to the left. And the reason why is because of people like Merrick Garland, because of this administration, and they ignore the concerns of the people. They're pushing their agendas. And of course, they've got the support of the media organizations, big corporations, as well as tech companies.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't have the information that would actually have them change their mind. And this is apparent in polling that came out in California. I was just reading an extensive poll on where people in California sit. Now, they do not want the governor, Gavin Newsom, gruesome Newsom, as some people would say. They don't want him to run for president, but at the same time, they want, you know, they want that homeless is the biggest issue for the Democrats. Conservatives are concerned about, you know, different rights. But when you look at the breakdown in the polling, you realize that they just don't understand how far economically and what damage is being done in these major cities because they still are supporting some of these progressive agendas. And that tells me that when you have a very, very powerful, large state still looking on those objectives, that they still aren't getting information that would actually help better their lives because of the media and, of course, what's happening with censorship through media and technology companies and the propaganda that the government's putting out, in particular on COVID and some of these other issues that have been very, you know, frightening to people.
Yeah. We're going to talk about COVID a little later in the show, unless you want to jump into it right now. But, you know, some information did come out this past week that we fact-checked and then posted on our website. A lot of the things regarding the jabs and stabs and everything else you call it have been proven to be very, very dangerous to recipients. But, you know, Jim, the one thing I want to get back just a minute to crime and punishment. It is really sad that my country and your country has gotten to the point where violence is truly an issue. Now, admittedly, other countries in the world beat us in that, you know, but they also beat us in terms of the way that crime is dealt with in other countries. I just hope that we don't get like, what is it, Indonesia? No, Malaysia. If I'm not mistaken, their penalties are, boy, you know, you put a piece of gum that's been in your mouth that you've been chewing on the street, and you get caned. Well,
yeah, that would be Singapore, I believe.
Singapore,
yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just, yeah. It's just amazing to me. But, you know, maybe the end justifies the means, Jim. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I do know what to say, and that is we're going to be talking in the next segment as we wrap up the show about some very, very authentic concerns that people have about COVID and the various inoculations and immunizations and so forth. Jimmy, you got about a minute left. You want to wrap it up?
Well, yeah, let's just, you know, let's continue down this road of the problems that we're facing in America right now and this imbalance in justice.
Yeah.
When you have a combination of the most influential propagandists, the government, which has the most money and the influence over our media, and our media, the mainstream media and corporate media are unwilling to push back against, you know, or question what the government's putting out, you have a very serious problem. And of course, you immediately have people on the left saying, oh, the crime problem is actually fictitious and it's being propagated.
No, it's not fictitious.
No, it becomes very serious to people. And that's what you're seeing when you have someone like in St. Louis this week, a homeless man that got in an argument with a man, and some 24-year-old man pulls out a gun in broad daylight on the street while this poor homeless man is sitting there and is shot directly in the head. It's like something out of the Vietnam era when, you know, with what was seen, you know, a picture shot around the world because of, you know, that really changed people's beliefs in U.S. support for Vietnam because of Vietnamese killing a spy, you know, a Vietnamese soldier. But here we have our own people being shot in the street on a like daily basis over nothing, and that anger has been built up and it's being created actually by progressive agendas, and those agendas are absolutely taking away people's common sense and judgment.
Well, so, people without common sense and judgment really are really hurting the country. I don't necessarily want to put it on a political party map. I just want to say there are a lot of people in the United States. You figure out what party most of them belong to, and you'll see they're really hurting us.